The Bush administration's point man on terror financing leaves office this week. David Offhauser has been general counsel for the Treasury Department. He's overseen a massive shift in philosophy and policy since the September 11th terror attacks. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
On 9/11, David Offhauser recalls he was at a conference on international money laundering in Cambridge, England.
A lot of people in high cotton were there. Lots of attorneys generals and chief justices.
He says there was an air of quiet satisfaction. After more than two decades combating drug trafficking and dirty money, officials worldwide felt they'd made real progress. And then the planes hit the towers. As the images from New York played on a large video screen, Offhauser says the room fell silent, first with shock, then with the sober realization that, as he puts it, the money laundering community had been looking through the wrong end of the telescope. It's a point that has defined his tenure since.
A lot of people have the misapprehension that the source of terrorist funds is principally criminal proceeds. It's not. Surely there are some connections, but the most offensive fact about terrorist financing is most of it is innocent money diverted from charities and the like.
Offhauser began holding strategy sessions in his office on what he likes to call this new shadow warfare. These morphed into an interagency committee that now meets Wednesday mornings in the White House Situation Room. The chief of the FBI's counterterrorism division, Dennis Lormel, credits Offhauser's forceful character with bridging competing missions and rivalries.
When you can take agencies that have like the regulatory responsibility, the investigative responsibility, intelligence, and diplomatic, and have us all sit at a table and come to a consensus on which is the best approach to take against given targets, I think that speaks volumes.
Offhauser also went on a global diplomatic mission, logging numerous phone calls and air miles to allies, old and new. He boasts that countering terrorist financing is now on the agenda in 180 countries. At home, he credits an executive order by President Bush that allows Treasury not only to freeze bank assets for funding terror, but also to designate and freeze the assets of a bank's directors and officers.
And more importantly, reaching them using a standard of care which doesn't require them to know what's going on, that seeks to punish them for failing to know what's going on. That's what's new.
With a similar no-excuses attitude, Offhauser has argued that when it comes to groups like the Palestinian Hamas, all wings, military as well as political and social, should be designated terrorist entities. To separate them is deceptive, he says, since the money behind them mingles. In a major success, the European Union agreed to change its policy last month after much U.S. lobbying. Analysts also call Offhauser courageous for publicly citing U.S. ally Saudi Arabia as the epicenter of terror financing.
It's not common for politicians to be that blunt.
Matt Levitt is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Yet even as he credits Offhauser, he complains that U.S. government actions don't match its rhetoric. Offhauser has testified that since bombings in Riyadh last May, the Saudis are finally taking seriously the threat of al-Qaeda activists there.
But even now, Offhauser and others have confirmed, Saudi cooperation is in fits and starts. There's a real question as to how sincere it is, how much they're really in it for the right reasons.
Offhauser also has claimed that two-thirds of al-Qaeda's funds have been shut down. Terror financing analyst Lee Wolosky questions the figure, arguing it's impossible to know just how much money al-Qaeda has at its disposal. Wolosky also criticizes the administration for not using what he calls its most powerful tool, a Patriot Act provision that allows economic sanctions against a source country or transit point for terror financing, a country like Saudi Arabia. Still, Wolosky says Offhauser has achieved much.
Thanks to David's leadership, most of the low-hanging fruit has already been harvested in respect of terrorist assets. From here, the challenge becomes, in my mind, making more of the structural changes around the world in respect of the modalities through which terrorists raise and move money.
In a report for the Council on Foreign Relations a year ago, Wolosky recommended that the White House coordinate terror financing policy. With David Offhauser's departure from Treasury, that is now happening. Offhauser says he'll take time off while considering other offers. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.